The Mountaintop Podcast show notes can be found at www.mountaintoppodcast.com, where you can also subscribe to the newsletter and get a 25-minute call with me for free. Also, you're invited to join the Mountaintop Summit Facebook group. Look forward to seeing you there.
Live from the mist-enshrouded mountaintop fortress that is X and Y Communications headquarters, you're listening to the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
All right. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to yet another episode of the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. My name is Scott McKay, at Scott McKay on Twitter, Scott McKay on YouTube, Real Scott McKay on Instagram, and Mountaintop Summit on Facebook. Want to welcome all you guys again back to the show. Today we have a returning guest. Her name is Claudia Cox, who comes from the beautiful nation of Switzerland. That's where she lives now. Last time she had a wonderful conversation with you guys that you really loved. So I had her back on today with what I think is a fantastic topic that we certainly haven't covered enough in detail, and that's what women find charming. And I have to tell you, Claudia is the right guest to broach this topic with. So without any further ado, as they say over there in Switzerland, welcome aboard again, Claudia. Good to have you back.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing? I'm really excited to be here today.
Well, you sound it. I can tell just from the tone of your voice.
I'm pumped to talk about all things charm.
Yeah, right on. Charm, charming, you know, same verb. So, you and I have met in person. We shared the stage together, and you certainly charmed us with a big, huge, awesome plate of brownies, which, ladies, if you happen to be flies on the wall out there lurking, listening to this show, it's amazing how many male friends you can make with a plate of brownies. So, you got that one right, Claudia. So, you're definitely a charming person. Lots of fun to be around. I think probably the first thing we should do here is level set what we mean by being charming. How do you define it?
Well, I think that's a great question. And for me, charming is really wanting and knowing how to make someone feel good, to make someone smile.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like making people want more of you instead of less of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of the art of making people like you.
Yeah. It's about making people feel good. It's not necessarily about making yourself feel intelligent or special or like a star, but it's making the person that you're talking to walk away from the conversation and changing their day and keeping you in the front of their mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think being charming works for everybody when interacting with anybody, but for some reason, it really seems powerful for a man to come off as charming to a woman, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And I think that there's a common misperception out there that, you know, in order to be charming, you have to be an extrovert or you have to be excessively good looking like George Clooney or, you know, be the star of every room that you enter. I think there's some little things that you can do that all add up that make you a wow in women's eyes.
Well, do tell. I mean, these guys are going to be hanging on every word of that. So these are going to be ways that you're going to share with men right off the bat here. Love it.
Yep.
Great content up front on how they can make women like them and want more of them.
Yeah, exactly. The low-hanging charm fruit.
Go for it.
So I think the other day I was looking on the internet for some quotes that I was going to post on Facebook, and I came across one, and I thought it was fantastic. It was talking about charm, and it said, "Charm is the product of the unexpected."
Well, that could also be terror.
That could also be terror, but today we're talking happy things, so
yes.
We're going to keep it going in that direction.
Well, what I'm saying is I think that would bear a little bit of elaboration, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my first tip for how men can be more charming, and that would be full of surprises. Women love surprises, and they love men that have fun surprises that aren't necessarily over the top, but thoughtful.
So give me an example. Like maybe a guy would show up and instead of being pushy or trying to get in her pants or something, would actually take some interest in her and want to go do something fun and playful.
Yeah. So, for example, let's say you send her a text and you invite her over for pizza and Netflix, but instead you stop by Lush and buy a bath bomb, and then you hit the Home Depot on the way home and you pick up some soft lighting and you surprise her with a really sensual surprise. And I was thinking about that as I was watching a video that you recently posted about how important sensuality is to women.
Yeah, I saw that one coming when you mentioned Lush.
Yes, Lush. Although I have a couple bath bombs here. Oh, they're fantastic. I think I have 3 or 4.
Well, they allegedly invented the bath bomb.
Oh.
Not to drop a bath bomb on this whole conversation, but in case guys are wondering what the hell we're talking about, Lush is a store that I don't know how many locations they have, especially here in the United States, but it's definitely a growing shop. It's got to be one of the faster growing retail operations here in the United States, especially in a world where retail is generally dropping. And I would imagine it's because it's just a female wonderland of sensuality in there. They invented the bath bomb. And for you guys, like I said, who may be wondering what the hell that is, it's a lump of sweet smelling, nice smelling, soapy something. I mean, who knows what's in those things? And what you do is you chuck it in your bathtub and it fizzes up and makes a bubble bath just out of something the size of a softball. And they like to make them in cute shapes and pretty colors and amazingly, amazingly aromatic scents. And the video that you're talking about, actually, first of all, it was a Facebook Live video that I did for my guys on the Mountaintop Summit group. And the subject matter was Pathway to Female Horniness, okay, which is a rather provocative title. And if you guys are friends with me on Facebook, I tend to talk about family stuff and social stuff and really not talk shop much on my personal Facebook account. And, you know, all my relatives and people I knew from high school and college are all on that particular Facebook account. And the Mountaintop Summit, of course, is a closed private group for dudes. So here I am talking about the pathway to female horniness, which, by the way, was appealing to a woman's sensual nature. And I told one hell of a story about what happened at a Lush store in there where women were basically thrilled that two straight guys would be in there interested in their product. And they were demoing it to us, you know, in almost horny ways, which was incredibly gratifying. I think so many times guys miss out on so much by thinking they should avoid places where women are instead of going where women are. Go figure.
Right, I totally agree.
But anyway, here's the story within the story about that video. I was in a rush because something happened that caused me to be a few minutes late, and I was putting up the background I use with all our logos on it, and it said, go ahead and start the video. So it said 3, 2, 1, and I started. And all of a sudden, I start seeing a lot more people than usual joining the conversation. And it was great at first, but, you know, I'm not paying a lot of attention to this. This is in the corner. This is kind of out of the corner of my eye. I finally realized that women are joining this. And it's not people that I know to be in the Facebook group. They're people I know in general. And Claudia, I had posted
random people.
Right. Well, not even random people. Worse than that, like my mother. Okay.
Ooh, that's
and it occurred to me that I had posted this video on Pathway to Female Horniness to my entire social circle in real life on my private, you know, account. And it was too late by the time I figured it out. I had to, you know, carry on.
A lot of eyebrows. Oh, Scott, so that's what you do.
Right, exactly. The cat was completely out of the bag. Now, here's the funny part, okay? I started getting likes, and I started having people tune in and actually listen to what I was talking about. And almost invariably, Claudia, the people who were hanging in there listening were my female friends from high school, my female friends from college, all of Emily's friends, and my female relatives. It was all women I'd known from the past. It was like, oh, God, right? And so I just finally said, you know, showman such that I am, of course, I'm just going to own it. I'm not saying anything I'm ashamed of. Everything I ever say
got
is
it
completely
out there.
Above with board, and I mean it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not this underground pickup artist who goes, like, you know, by
open up your jacket and you have your little puppets that you bring out.
Yeah, I'm not like Fart Knocker PUA or something. I am who I am, you know? And I was saying something very flattering, I think, to women and men both. So I ran with it. And I started getting like little hearts. Like, I love this from like girls I knew 30 years ago. It's like, oh, that's what Scott's up to. And that's when I knew, hey, you know, I think I'm probably actually onto something, as esoteric as it sounded for me to tell a bunch of men, hey, if you kind of send out the sensual, women will be very much, well, charmed by it.
Yeah.
They'll want more of you because what you're doing is you're illuminating and inviting. And the word I always use is igniting. There's three eyes for you, right?
Ooh, alliteration.
Female femininity, you know, their feminine nature. And what had happened, long story short, we went into this lush place. Women are fawning over us. You know, it's me and another guy. We're both very much guys. And we're realizing that women tend to love being sensual. And the women who particularly love to be sensual will actually gravitate towards working at a place like that. And the more a woman, this is my theory at least, and you're welcome to riff on it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, actually. I think the more a woman is in tuned to her sensual, the more sexual of a woman she is under there.
Oh.
And that's what we were kind of figuring out in the big aha moment that I wanted to share with my guys on that video. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that you definitely hit it right on the
How to say this without just filling our entire show with sexual innuendos, right? I sense you being tentative about the words you use.
I think maybe I should start that over.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm not erasing a bit of that. I want the overwhelm. It's charming, actually. It's making guys like you.
No, but I think you're 100% right. I mean, beauty and sensuality, it goes hand in hand. And, you know, buying things like that, it's not a necessity, but it's something that it just feels good, you know, and that's kind of the whole basis of sensuality. About buying the special body lotion. You can buy something for $1.99, but you want something that's going to smell extra nice, that's going to feel extra nice, that's going to be kind of the ritual of putting it on. And women that go that extra mile and, you know, are really interested in details like this of getting that extra little bit of pleasure, I think, yeah, are more in tuned with their sexual side. So I think you're onto something there.
And I think also there are very specific, practical, objective ways we can be charming to women.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine for a second, guys, if you went over a woman's house and she was cooking you dinner and you open her refrigerator and she's got a six-pack of Guinness waiting for you. That is a very, very charming woman. She knows exactly what guys like and she's like, oh, yeah, I got some Guinness because I knew you were coming. Have one. It's like, whoa, awesome. You know, she's not like trying to pour me some glass of pink rosé wine or something. I don't have to drink her girly
a
stuff.
Wine cooler.
You know? Exactly. She's not going
to. You want a peach one or you want the Hawaiian punch?
She's not going to ice me, right? She's not going to Smirnoff ice me. Remember when people used to do that? You've been iced and you had to chug it?
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Those
whatever happened to
bad.
Zima? Zima was the ultimate girl drink, I think.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about Zima. You're right. Those were good.
Well, you're a woman. Of course they were good to you. All right, so.
But I agree. I think that goes, for guys, you know, as far as being charming for women, it's all about being thoughtful. You know,
right.
An example, I had a boyfriend over for lunch. And I was serving a big bottle of Diet Coke, and I don't have a car, so I'm going everywhere, you know, I'm picking stuff up with my little grocery bags slung over my shoulder. And the next day, he came, and he brought me, you know, 6 2-liter bottles just to make sure I didn't have to carry these big bottles around. So, I mean, I found that super charming. I didn't ask him. It was just him seeing something that he thought would be appreciated by me.
And it was.
Yeah, it was definitely appreciated.
Well, I can give another example that's even relevant to the video we were talking about. After our experience at Lush, I really am convinced every guy should go in there and get about a half a dozen different shower bombs or bath bombs. Now, shower bombs, those things are amazing. And just have them
having
on
a
hand.
Moment. Yes.
Right, exactly. I mean, what better way to have a moment with a woman? What better way to be charming to a woman than take a shower together and have it actually be a foamy, fizzy, sensually delightful, slippery shower together. And that's exactly what those things do. I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to take a shower with a woman, you might as well make her really enjoy it. And it seems to me that's a great way to make sure that the likelihood of taking a shower together will actually increase by being that thoughtful.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But guys don't think like that. They don't think like that. Hell, guys don't even think to be charming enough to clean the bathroom or change the sheets before a woman comes over or make the bed.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a good place to start right there.
Yeah, take out the garbage, smell-proof the place, get the mood lighting. I think that's another huge one. Just to change the light bulb and make it more inviting for her, more romantic atmosphere. Because a lot of women are kind of turned off when they come over and they got the fluorescent bulbs hitting them and they're feeling self-conscious. And just changing the lighting, I think it's huge.
Yeah, I think, guys, the more your place seems like a doctor's office, the worse it's going to go for you.
Sure.
Just saying. I used to do lava lamps. I used to have.
Oh, I love lava lamps.
Right, exactly.
And black lights with the.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I have still to this day, one of the bulbs in the lamps in my bedroom is a black light, which is very cool. Yeah. But lighting is huge. Also, plants in your house. Like, guys, if you don't have a lot of light in your apartment or whatever, hell, go to one of those places where they sell like fake trees, you know, with actually fabric fig leaves instead of like the ugly plastic ones. Dust it every once in a while.
I was just going to say, make sure you dust that.
Yeah,
there's nothing, nothing's giveaway like an inch of dust on your beautiful fig tree, right?
Right. No doubt. I'm completely on board with that. But guys, don't make the effort to do those objective material things to have their place and even their presence be more charming. I mean, you know, if you're wearing bad clothing and don't have any style, that's less charming. But I think I'd like to focus a little bit more going forward in this episode, Claudia, on how we can use our personality and our words and our presence to be more charming. Because one of the things I see guys do that's a huge mistake is try to be too sexually pushy up front. Mm-hmm. They want the woman to be sexually interested. And I think that's a huge mistake. Another mistake that I think guys make, and you're welcome to combine or split these up in your response however you choose. I'm excited to hear whatever you have to say. But another thing that guys do is they fear loss before they even have a woman. They're so afraid of getting rejected or losing her that they're acting needy or they're projecting that their self-esteem isn't what it should be. And man, it's just like a double whammy to be pushy and lack self-confidence, because there's nothing charming or masculine about either one of those things, is it, Claudia?
No, definitely not. I think the other thing that some guys do that's also a charm killer is constantly comparing themselves with other guys. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah, because if you're constantly comparing yourself, then you're missing out on being charming because you're not, you know, 100% present. And you're getting, the kind of this bitterness, and you're starting to think, oh, I'm not as good as this guy. It's just giving off all the wrong vibes. So I think that's another charm killer. And you said about dressing well. I think not just about style, but also wearing something that you feel comfortable in. You know, if you're wearing pants that are too tight, or you're wearing, you know, a wool sweater and at the end of spring, then you're going to be uncomfortable all night. You're going to be pulling at your collar. You're going to be sweating. And I think it's almost impossible to be charming if you're not physically comfortable.
That's a brilliant point.
Two other things to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you were talking, still other things are coming to mind. I have an acquaintance I know. He's one of the other kids' fathers. And when we go BMX racing with my kids, he's always trying to corner me and show me videos of his kids swimming and stuff, like full laps and things. And I'm just not interested. And he's one of those guys that even if my kid is loading up to race, he wants to come corner me and talk about himself. Just amazingly narcissistic. Like, you know, obviously I want to hear about him and what he's got going on and how tremendous he is and how he just took his kids to Disney World, even as my kid is loading in the gate to have a race, you know.
Guys, obviously, that's why you got up at 7 a.m., right?
Right.
To go stroke his ego.
That is the opposite of charming. That's like, you know,
that's
repellent.
Like charm repellent. Yes. Right. I think the opposite of that is, you know, talking her up in front of your friends or her friends or your family picking out something that, she's proud of. For example, she's getting ready for a marathon, bragging about how many miles she's clocked that week or what a great baker she is or, her new promotion at work. Women, we all like to be bragged up a little bit. It's very charming.
That's a human thing. That's not even gender specific. So, guys, stop talking about yourself. She's not going to be impressed by you bragging about everything. She's going to be much more impressed if you even want to use such a word by you taking an interest in who she is. And I think something else that kind of goes along with that in tandem lockstep is this idea, Claudia, of actually caring about her as a person and her feminine nature at large instead of quote unquote trying to get something off of her sexually. That is such a magic way to a woman's heart because especially very sexually attractive women are used to men just wanting them instead of being interested in them as a human being. And there's no better way to be charming, I think, to a woman than to appreciate not only her humanity, but in particular, her feminine humanity. So you can appreciate the differences between a man and a woman while still saying, hey, I kind of like you. I'm interested to find out more about you as a person. That combination is just incredibly magical, I think.
Yep. I think the most charming guys are probably the guys that, really love talking to women and are really interested in women and making them laugh. And it's not an act, they're authentic. They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And I think it's a mark of a guy who's a little bit more mature in his dealings with women over the years who realizes that the more you help a woman feel good about herself, I mean, it's all about how you make her feel ultimately. Mm-hmm. But, when you lead with sensuality rather than sexuality, when you take an interest in her, when you talk about her, when you invite her feminine nature to come out and play by being light and warm, as I like to say, I call it warm levity, then ultimately that woman's going to feel more powerful sexually towards you faster and more forcefully and more often, I would say, than if you were trying to push the envelope sexually per se. And I think a lot of young guys really miss out on that. And I would go so far as to say that's a reason why a lot of younger women like older guys, because more older guys are mature enough to figure that out.
Yep. Yeah, they don't go in for the kill right away. I think that's what, no, but I think you brought that up earlier.
You Such know, a in harsh conversation, way to put it. It's so true.
Yeah, going in for the kill. Hey, but you brought up earlier about, what guys can do to kind of understand where a woman is, to see if she's interested and to not come across as being too aggressive. And I think, if you take kind of baby steps, before, trying to kiss her, asking for her number, mirroring her actions. That's something I think that's kind of a powerful flirting technique and something that's very charming. Just subtly taking a sip of your drink when she takes a drink, smiling when she's smiling, just, kind of mimicking her, making her feel comfortable. And then picking up on her flirting. And flirting back with her. I mean, if you understand the signs of women's flirting, which are pretty universal. I mean, a lot of women, we do the same things. If we're, flirting with a guy, we'll play with our hair or we'll touch our neck or, cross our legs or do something like that. If you can pick up on those signs and kind of keep it going by flirting with her, I think you have a good reading and you can kind of take it to the next step, which would be touching her, just softly on her arm or touching a piece of jewelry that she's wearing and asking her about it, kind of going step by step.
Now, you bring up this idea of touching women, which is a touchy subject around here.
That is a touchy subject.
I do not believe men should be proactively touching women, thinking it's going to cause them to be more sexually interested.
No.
I completely get the concept behind being a little touchy-feely to build rapport and physical connection with people, but I think you need to elaborate a little bit for these guys on when it's appropriate to start touching and under what circumstances.
Okay. I think it's appropriate when she's touching you first She touches, she touches your arm, then you can touch her arm. If you get the vibes, if she's doing everything else and you feel like the moment is right, but you shouldn't, you know, touch her thigh or her face. Those are no-nos. But if she touches you on the hand or touches your watch, you can touch her watch. I mean, it's even better to, you know, start with an object.
What's very interesting that you just brought up is if a woman touches you in a certain place, you have the freedom to touch her there. I would absolutely agree with that. And I think it transcends boundaries. In other words, if she touches your chest, yes, you can touch her chest. If she whacks you on the butt, you can whack her on the butt. If she's running her fingers through your hair, you can do that also. And I think a lot of guys are really taken aback when a woman touches him like that, going, well, I mean, am I being set up for a Me Too moment here because, you know, she's trying to trap me? No, you can take that at face value, guys. I love the idea of waiting for a woman to touch you first. And here's what else I like. I love being so damn charming that a woman can no longer keep her paws off of you. Now, see, this is where a lot of guys get in trouble, right? Because they're so charmed and they're so sexually attracted that they start pawing a woman up and she's like, ick, get off of me.
Yep.
I think it's a little different because I think a lot of guys really would like to have an attractive woman touch us. So if we're being masculine and we're being charming and she's starting to really, really enjoy us, it's amazing how many women, especially if they're those sensual type of women we just talked about, who love the sights and sounds and sense of life, and you're delivering an experience where there's more of that. Think like a, you know, a softly lit place where they're playing really nice sensual music. I've heard women say things like, I just wanted to bite you. I got to the point where I was just like, row. You know, they'll growl, you know, when they recount what it was like being with a guy on a first date before, you know, they could openly say it. Like I've heard women, you know, after third or fourth dates, my wife likes to tell these stories, you know, where they were holding it inside because it just isn't ladylike or proper to explode in this passion. But I used to really like loading up the charm, loading up the sensuality, being masculine to the point where the woman was the one who really, really wanted to instigate the touch. Because when that touch starts happening, it's like someone shot off a whole box of Chinese fireworks. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
You don't have to push anything uphill like I'm saying.
No, it's natural.
Right. Yeah. And see, a lot of times when guys are trying to paw women up, it's too early. It's too creepy, you know, and, you know, guys get in trouble when they start doing that. Yet just, I mean, 15 or 20 minutes of patience, Claudia, can just reap this incredible bonanza of touchy-feely benefits if we're just willing to wait and turn up the charm instead of turning up the creepiness.
Yep. And being present, you know, during that 20 minutes and not looking at your phone and not looking around and checking out the hot waitress, but really, you know, giving her your full undivided attention, because it's sort of like you're casting a spell, you know, you want her to be under your charm.
Yeah, love it. And there's so many songs about that, you know, especially the really romantic, Quiet Storm R&B songs about casting a spell over a woman and you got me hypnotized, you know, stuff like that. Man, that's what this is all about. People who know what they're doing, people who know seduction, people who know how to have masculinity ignite femininity and vice versa. They know what we're talking about. They know that whole idea of being present and being patient. Powerful, powerful stuff. Another thing you said very briefly that I want to make sure we cover is this whole idea of making women laugh. I personally think this is a superpower if guys can cultivate it. You know that personally, that I believe that. I just love to make women laugh. And what I always tell guys, especially on this show, is if you're trying to make women laugh out of a sense of self-aggrandizement, in other words, I'm needy, I need you to approve of me, women and people in general will withhold laughter from you. They'll try not to laugh. But when it's coming from a place where you really want to see a woman smile, you really want to brighten her day, and you want to, importantly, ignite that playful part of her feminine nature, women just can't wait to laugh. You know, a lot of times guys get in trouble for telling women to smile. You know, it's a feminist
smile sugar.
Yeah, right. You'd be so much prettier if you smiled. And my simple solution for that, you know, women can't stand that, right? It's right up there with hashtag mansplaining, right?
Yes. Your face is going to stay like that.
Right. That is obnoxious as hell, isn't it?
Get my bazooka out here.
I completely get it. So what I always tell guys is instead of telling women to smile, make them smile.
Yeah.
You know, don't suggest it to them. Make them. It has that little flourish of sounding somehow more obnoxious by saying make them instead of asking them to. But it rings true because that's what you do. You do something that causes the person to smile. And here's my take on it. I don't think you necessarily have to be this honking comedian to make women smile, although understanding and mastering ironic humor sure helps. But I think anytime women are having fun, they start laughing. That's why the women who are all out on a girls' night out together are laughing. That's why when you were 12 years old and started talking to a girl and her friend, they both covered their mouths and looked at each other and started laughing. Poor kid thought he was getting rejected and ridiculed. They're just having a blast because a boy's talking to them. You know, we inherently misunderstand that part of female nature, Claudia. So go ahead and tell us more.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, not every guy is going to have a, you know, mature sense of humor. Here we go.
Sounds like a very immature Tommy boy kind of sense of humor.
But you can make her laugh. You can make her smile by coming up with a creative and fun date idea, for example. You know, not just doing the boring dinner and a movie, but take her someplace that where she's going to be laughing. Maybe you can try something you've both never tried before. You know, take her to a climbing wall someplace, or, you know, out for a sailing lesson. Something, you know, that's getting you both out of your comfort zone and doing something fun.
Low pressure, high fun.
Yeah.
Great, great formula there. Well, this has been an excellent conversation. Do you have a couple final thoughts for guys on how to be charming?
You know, going back to the idea that charm is authentic, you shouldn't go out with the idea of fake charming women. Just go out and practice being charming with everyone. You know, be charming with girls that you don't even find attractive. Be charming with people that you meet on the street, because the more you practice being charming, the better you're going to be.
Great, great point. I mean, if you're authentically charming, you're not holding it in reserve only for the women you'd like to get into bed someday.
Right.
That's basically the definition of being inauthentic. Mm-hmm. Now, great thoughts there. I really appreciate you having this conversation with us, Claudia, and I think the guys will appreciate it also. Gentlemen, go out there and relax. Genuinely like women and they'll like you back. That is such an incredible, powerful truth in this life. And remember another powerful truth, guys. If you believe women should like you, you also have a much greater likelihood that they will like you. So, Claudia, I know that you have a wonderful website for guys called textweapon.com. And I'm going to point guys there by saying, hey, guys, go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. And what are they going to find when they get there, Claudia?
Oh, they'll find my ebook, French Seduction Made Easy, which is filled with tons of texting and attraction tips, and also the Texting Club, which has almost, 3,000 text messages in a bunch of different categories that can get your next text relationship off to a good start and crank up the fun and flirtiness in every texting conversation you have.
Well, we all need more of that in our lives. And I think every guy in his right mind wants a lot more French seduction in his life, especially if it's been made easy. So guys, go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, and get you some. Thanks again, Claudia. It's great to visit with you again. Love having you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been great.
And guys, if you haven't been to www.mountaintoppodcast.com yet, you need to go there and get you some more. There you'll find a picture of the lovely and talented Claudia Cox, as well as show notes for this episode. You can also talk to me anytime for free for 25 minutes. We can sort out what's going on in your life as far as the ladies go, as far as your career goes, even if you just want a little bit more adventure in your life. And you can also sign up for the free X and Y Communications newsletter, which will come to you every day with real actionable ideas for getting better with women and being the man you've always wanted to be. And that's all there for you at www.mountaintoppodcast.com. Until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from San Antonio, Texas. Be good out there.
The Mountaintop Podcast is produced by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to visit www.mountaintoppodcast.com. for show notes. And while you're there, sign up for the free X and Y Communications newsletter for men. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Mountaintop Podcast.